Unit 1.
Teacher. My name is Bill Wilson. I am the teacher. You are the student. I am English. You are Italian. I am a patient teacher. You are a clever student. Marco. My name is Marco. Mr. Wilson is my teacher. I am Italian. He is English. I am a clever student. He is a patient teacher. Jack. My name is Jack. I am a boy. I am English. I am an English boy. I live in London. Jane is my sister. She is a pretty girl. Jane. My name is Jane. I am a girl. I am English. I am an English girl. Jack is my brother. He is a nice boy. Jack and Jane. We are a boy and a girl. We are brother and sister. Jack and Jane are English, and they live in London.
Articolo determinativo. The. Il, lo, la, i, gli, le. L'articolo determinativo inglese è the ed è invariabile. The boy, the girl, the boys, the girls. Articolo indeterminativo. E, an. L'articolo indeterminativo inglese è e o n. E si usa davanti ad una consonante. A boy, a girl. N si usa davanti ad una vocale. An apple, an orange. Pronomi personali. I, you, he, she, it, we, you, they. I si scrive sempre con la lettera maiuscola. It si usa per cose, animali e neonati. They è il plurale di he, she, it. I. Io. I am a boy.
I am a good boy.
I am a student.
I am a clever student.
I am English.
I live in London.
England is my country.
I love England.
He, egli, lui. Jack is an English boy.
He is a good boy.
He lives in London.
He is a student.
He is a clever student.
He is European and he lives in Europe.
She, ella, lei. Jane is an English girl.
She is a pretty girl.
She lives in London.
She is a student.
She is a good student.
She is European and she loves Europe.
It, esso, essa. London is a city.
It is a big city.
London is in England.
It is in England.
England is in Europe.
It is in Europe.
We, noi. We, Jack and Jane, are English.
We live in London.
We are students.
We are good students.
They, essi, esse. Jack and Jane are English.
They live in London.
They are students.
They are good students.
They are European and they love Europe. You, tu, voi, lei, forma cortese. In inglese, per rivolgersi a qualsiasi persona, Un amico, uno sconosciuto, un superiore, un dipendente, si usa you. You si usa anche per rivolgersi a più persone. You, tu. You, Jack, are English.
You live in London.
You are a student.
You are a good student.
You, lei. You are a teacher.
You are English.
You live in London.
You are a patient teacher.
You, voi. You, Jack and Jane, are students.
You are clever students.
You are English.
You live in London.
You are teachers.
You are English.
You live in London.
You are patient teachers.
Aggettivo qualificativo. L'aggettivo qualificativo è invariabile e si mette prima del sostantivo. Esempio. Good. A good boy. A good girl. Good boys. Good girls. Infinitive. Infinito. Il verbo inglese ha una sola coniugazione. L'infinito è sempre preceduto da to live, to love. Present simple, presente semplice. I love, you love, he loves, she loves, it loves, we love, you love, they love. Il present simple si forma con la forma base, love, preceduta dal soggetto. Alla terza persona del singolare si aggiunge una S. I am English and I live in London.
I love England. England is my country.
You are Spanish and you live in Madrid. You love Spain.
He is French and he lives in Paris. He loves France.
She is German and she lives in Berlin. She loves Germany.
We are Italian and we live in Rome. We love Italy.
They are European. They live in Europe. They love Europe. Nota. Gli aggettivi che indicano nazionalità si scrivono sempre con lettera maiuscola. I am English. You are Spanish. He is American. To be. Essere, stare. Present simple. I am, you are, he is, she is, it is, we are, you are, they are. Plurale, regola generale. Il plurale dei sostantivi si forma generalmente aggiungendo una S al singolare. Boy, boys. Girl, girls. Brother, brothers. Sister, sisters. Teacher, teachers. Lesson, lessons. Apple, apples. The si pronuncia in due modi. The, quando la parola che segue inizia per consonante. The boy, the girl, the teacher. The, quando la parola che segue inizia per vocale. The apple, the orange.
Reading. Jack is a clever boy. Jane is a pretty girl. They are brother and sister. They are English. They live in London. Jack is good and clever. Jane is pretty and romantic. London is a big city. London is in England. London is in Europe. It is in Europe. I am French. France is my country. I live in Paris. Madrid is in Spain. It is a Spanish city. Berlin is in Germany. It is a German city. A clever boy. A pretty girl. A beautiful old city. A good teacher. An English lesson. A Spanish lesson. Jack and Peter are English. They are English boys. They are clever. They are clever boys. Jane and Dora are English. They are English. They are pretty. They are pretty girls. Translation. The teacher is English. The students are Spanish. The boy is clever. The girl is pretty. They are brother and sister. He is English. She is English. They live in London. London is a big city. It is an old city. I live in Rome. I am Italian. Italy is my country. A good teacher. A good boy. A good girl. A big city. A big car. A big orange. I am. You are. He is. She is. It is. We are. You are. They are. The brother loves the sister. The sister loves the brother. I love. You love. He loves. We love. You love. They love. English boys love England. They live in England. French boys love France. They live in France. Spanish boys love Spain. They live in Spain. German boys love Germany. They live in Germany. European boys love Europe. They live in Europe. Jane is an English girl. She lives in London. Bridget is a French girl. She lives in Paris. Greta is a German girl. She lives in Berlin. Dolores is a Spanish girl. She lives in Madrid. Gina is an Italian girl. She lives in Rome.
Vocabulary. Dopo ogni parola, io faccio una piccola pausa per darti il tempo di ripetere. An, un. Am, and, and. Apple. Ah. To be. Beautiful. Berlin. Big. Boy. Brother. Car. City. Clever. Conversation. Country. England. English. Europe. European. Exercises. First. France. French. German. Girl. Good. Grammar. He. I. In. Italian. Italy. Lesson. To live. London. To love. Modern. My name. Old. One. Orange. Paris. Patient. Pretty. Reading. Romantic. Rome. She. Sister. Spain. Spanish. Student. Teacher. The. They. Translation. Vocabulary. We. Wilson. You. Queste parole come you, che hanno diversi suoni, il suono lungo è quando la parola viene pronunciata con enfasi. In tutti gli altri casi si usano i suoni corti. Phonetic symbols. Simboli fonetici. A.
Sun. Sole. A.
E.
Cat. Gatto. Un suono fra la A e la E.
A.
Car. Auto. A lunga.
E.
E boy. Un ragazzo. Suono neutro.
E.
Pen. Penna. E breve.
I.
Six. Sei. I breve.
I.
Tree. Albero. I lunga.
O.
Not. Non. O breve.
O.
Short. Corto. O lunga.
U.
Put. Mettere. U breve.
U.
Food. Cibo. U lunga.
E.
Girl. Ragazza. Suono neutro lungo.
O.
Go. Andare. Una piccola O seguita da una U.
I.
Yes. Sì. I marcata.
S.
Books. Libri. S.
Z.
Zero. Zero. S come nella parola cosmo.
V.
That. Quello. D con la lingua tra i denti. Thing. Cosa. Suono prodotto soffiando con la lingua fra i denti.
C.
Child. Bambino. C.
G.
Jane. G.
G.
Good. Buono. G come nella parola gamba.
Sh.
Fish. Pesce. She.
Questo è un suono fra la N e la G. Praticamente non si dice né king e nemmeno kin. Si sente vibrare nella gola. Ascolta bene. King, king, re. Una N come nella parola Congo. Questo è un suono aspirato. House, casa, H aspirata. We come whisky. Je, pleasure, piacere. Je, come nella parola francese, je. I due punti indicano che il suono vocalico è lungo.